In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. On this Easter Sunday morning, I would like to start by telling you a short story. You know, in 1989, a devastating earthquake struck Armenia, claiming thousands of lives in just minutes. In the middle of the tragedy, a story emerged, quiet, simple, but powerful. A father rushed to his son's school, only to find it reduced to rubble. Everything was gone. We can just imagine the shock, the helplessness, the grief. Many would have turned away in despair, but his father did not. He remembered the promise he made to his son, "I will always be there for you." And so, he began to dig. Hour after hour, he dug through the broken concrete and dust. Others told him to stop. "It is too late," he told them. "There is nothing you can do." But love would not let him give up. Walk away. And then after long hours, he heard a voice. "Dad." It was his son. The boy cried out, "I told them that you would come. I knew that you would save me because you promised. So a promise kept, a stone moved, a life restored." And that story, beautiful as it is, points us to a greater one. On this Easter morning, we hear in the Gospel that there was a great earthquake, and the angel rolled back the stone. The women came looking for Jesus, the one who was crucified, but instead, they heard the words of the angel that changed everything. "He is not here. He has been raised." The Father kept his promise. From the very beginning, God promised that sin and death would not have their final word. And on Easter morning, that promise was fulfilled, not by moving debris from a fallen building, but by rolling away the stone from a sealed tomb. And just like that boy who trusted his father, we are invited to trust in our Heavenly Father. Because how often do our lives feel like the rubble? We carry burdens, grief, fear, sin, broken relationships, uncertainty about the future. At times it can feel like hope is buried, like nothing can be rebuilt. And voices around us, even within us, say, "Nothing will change." But Easter tells us otherwise. Easter tells us that God does not walk away from the mess of our lives. He enters into it. He digs through it. He calls us out. And in Christ, he finds us. St. Paul says, if Christ has not been raised, our faith is vain. But Christ has been raised, and that means our life is not in vain. Our suffering is not meaningless. Our story is not over. Easter means nothing is the same anymore. Sin does not have the final word. Death does not have the final word. Despair does not have the final word. Life does. Christ's life does. And that new life is not just an idea. It is something we can see and touch even today. We see in this Paschal candle that we lighted yesterday, whose flame reminds us that Christ is our light in the darkness. When life feels uncertain, when the path is unclear, He goes before us. We see here also in front of us the waters of baptism that we also blessed yesterday. Those waters remind us that we have been claimed by Christ, washed clean, and given a share in His life. We are not alone. We belong to Him. And we see it most fully in the Eucharist, whose institution we commemorated on Monday, Thursday. Here the risen Christ is fully present among us. Here His dying and rising become our strength, our nourishment, and our hope. That is why the church cannot be silent on Easter. That is why we sing Hallelujah. That is why our hearts rejoice, because Christ is alive, and because He lives, we are all called to live differently. So today is not just about remembering what happened long ago. It is about renewing our lives right now. It is about choosing to walk with the risen Lord in our families, in our workplaces, in our daily struggles. It is also about being witnesses. The boy in the story trusted his father, that his father would come. And when he was saved, he surely never forgot it. He treasured that life. So too for us, Christ has found us. Christ has saved us. Christ has given us a new life. Let us not take that for granted. Let us treasure it. Let us live it. Let us share it. Let us be people who bring light into darkness, hope into despair, and love into the world that desperately needs it. Brothers and sisters, this is our call, to be Easter people. People who believe that life is stronger than death. People who trust that God keeps His promises. People who live with joy, hope, and courage. With Christ the risen one, let us make all things new. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Amen.